This is the Holy Gospel according to St. John, the 13th chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. Jesus said, "Little children, I am with you only a little longer. You will look for me, and as I said to the Jews, so now I say to you, where I am going, you cannot come. I give you a new commandment, that you love one another. Just as I have loved you, you also should love one another. By this, everyone will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another." This is the gospel of our Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. You may be seated. Our Acts reading for today demonstrates one of my very favorite things about Jesus. Jesus always follows the rules of Judaism, of his religion, unless those rules get in the way of showing people love. If a rule would prevent Jesus from including, welcoming, caring for, loving someone, then that is not a rule Jesus follows. Any rule that prevents love is a rule Jesus breaks. In our Acts reading, Peter, he wants to follow the rules of his faith, rules that God had given to Peter's people. But God sees that those rules of what you are allowed to eat and what you are not allowed to eat are getting in the way of including the Gentiles in the love of Jesus. So God declares that those rules no longer need to be followed. It's not that the rules about food were necessarily wrong or bad. It's that anything that prevents someone from knowing, from experiencing God's love is wrong. Anything that prevents someone from knowing or experiencing the love of God is wrong. So those rules, those barriers to the love of God are taken away. God gets rid of them. For God's love includes all creation. There are no exceptions. So that's important, and I want us to hear it again. God's love includes all creation. There are no exceptions. Jesus' love includes all creation. There are no exceptions. The Spirit's love includes all creation. There are no exceptions. Our psalm for today is a perfect match for this lesson from Acts. The psalmist recognizes that they are not the only one created by God, loved by God, praising God. Indeed, the psalmist recognizes every part of creation and every part of humankind as created by God, loved by God, praising God. Our psalm presents an image of creation in which there are no barriers to the love of God to begin with. All creation can praise the Lord, for there are no barriers, there are no rules, there are no prejudices that try to exclude anyone or anything from the love of God. All the universe is united in praising God, and God loves all the universe. So today, We get to join our voices with all creation in praising God, joining with our psalmist. This unity with all creation is a gift from God. So every time I say, "Let us praise the Lord," I invite you to respond, "For God loves all." And because this love is something to celebrate, I want you to wave your ribbons and ring your bells and joy at this love. So let's practice it one more time. I'll say, "Let us praise the Lord, for God loves all." One more time, "Let us praise the Lord, for God loves all." From the heavens and in the heights, with angels and all the hosts of heaven, let us praise the Lord, for God loves all. With sun and moon, with all shining stars, let us praise the Lord. With the heaven of heavens, with the waters above the heavens, let us praise the Lord. With all the earth, with sea monsters and all deep, let us praise the Lord. With fire and hail, snow and fog, tempestuous wind, let us praise the Lord. For God loves all. With mountains and all hills, fruit trees and all cedars, let us praise the Lord, for God loves all. With wild beasts and all cattle, creeping things and flying birds, let us praise the Lord, for God loves all. With sovereigns of the earth and all peoples, and all rulers of the world, let us praise the Lord, for God loves all. With young people and old together, let us praise the Lord, for God loves all. Let them praise the name of the Lord, whose name only is exalted, whose splendor is over all earth and heaven. Let us praise the Lord, for God loves all. Alleluia! 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 My siblings, God loves all. And there are no exceptions to that. And this expansive love, it is a gift of the grace of God. It means that we are united with all creation in praising God. It means that we are called with all creation to serve and love all. For that is how we serve and love God. Siblings, right before he dies, Jesus gives us a new commandment, that we would love one another. One another is not the people in this room. It's not the people who look like you and act like you and speak like you and believe like you. It's not the people and the things that are easy to love. When Jesus says one another, he means all. It's all creation, for God loves all. So take this new commandment from Jesus to heart. Let your love be expansive and inclusive. Let your love be courageous and bold, acting for justice and equity. Let your love be compassionate and understanding. Let your love be steadfast and filled with hope. Let your love abound, that it would praise the Lord. My siblings, let us praise the Lord, for God loves all. Let us praise the Lord, for God loves all. Let us praise the Lord, for God loves all. Alleluia, 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 amen.